Damien says we can make out, lads. The character on this team is ridiculous. But then again, Fingal is always going to be hard to come up here and beat Fingal. But as the pod up this in the league and the pod us up the last year in Croker, we knew that they owed us one. And to be fair to them now, the first half they've done really, really well. And Matty sort of gives a bollock in there at half time, you know. But they sort of knuckled down, and we knew that once we sort of drew a couple of pints back, we'd sort of had them their backs to the wall. And fitness level showed, as usual, with Dave, excellent. And Damien there hitting freeze.
Great contribution from yourself today. Back today, of course, after your first start after a long-term layoff as well.
Aye, well, I was sort of struggled and tried to get back too early, and Armagh was sort of a flip of a kind job, and he says he'll wait till this week, and luckily now it paid off. Everything was sort of handed to me today, and I didn't have to do too much.
You mentioned the fitness, and it was evident throughout the NISA League campaign that maybe at times Tyrone got off to a couple of poor starts, but always were able to dig out results.
I think nearly every game in the league we were sort of down or struggling at some point. And as I said there, Damien said last year, Dave has us fit as a fiddle. Like, no matter what, we're always sort of always there and around it. But like I said there, Dave, Matty, they're both top class men, know what they're at.
He's one step away again from Croke Park now, and Roscommon again.
It's looking like it. I think they fancy us in Roscommon every year. But no, definitely we'll go down there. We'll go down with the same attitude we had today. We need to knock a little win. And as I say, 70 minutes from Croke Park, that's where you want to be. Same as every year. Start of the year, we sort of said we want that thing back. And definitely now we'll be going up there with the same attitude today, and we'll try and knock a little win again.
Oh, absolutely. Fingal were the better side in the first half, no doubt, and we struggled to get into the game. But look, it isn't the first time we've been 7 points down, we've come back. But, you know what I mean, the key to it was, when you got into half-time, we were only 7 points, there was still another 35 minutes left, and we didn't want to panic. And we wanted to try and get the scoreboard ticking in the second half and see where it took us. And in fairness, that's what happened. But, yeah, the first half we were, it took us a while to get into it. But Fingal were very sharp and deserved the lead at half-time.
I don't know what went on in the dressing room at half time, but obviously a few things said, because Tyrone, they were, you know, a lot more up for it when they went out for that second half.
Well, they were, but you know, these guys knew themselves that they didn't perform the way they should have performed in the first half. You don't have to say a lot sometimes, because you know they knew within themselves that there was a lot more in the tank, and they knew they could play a lot better. And we just didn't want any panic. We just wanted to keep thrusting what we were doing, the type of hurling we were playing and had played, and just let's get back into the game and get the scoreboard ticking, and that's what happened.
And when it did go to extra time, I suppose there was that confidence among your players that their fitness levels are there, the work's done, and you've shown in the past that you do come strong late in games, especially in situations like that.
Yeah, we have done that, and say it's not the first time we've been behind, and that's what I kind of said at half time. You know, you just have to trust you will be behind in games, and we were behind, and we knew coming into to extra time that we would have a good level of fitness. It wasn't going to win the game for us, but we had to continue to keep playing. But it was a case of not really panicking, continuing to play the type of hurling that we knew we could play, and in fairness, that's what they've done.
And you've used the word many times before, and it came out again today, that character that brought the boys through in the end.
Well, that was one of the things, you know, at half-time probably is what see our character, but we know we have character. I have no doubt, and I've said this on numerous occasions, that there's a great character within this squad of players, and that's something that, you know, you can't buy, you know, you have to have, and these guys have it, and, you know, that showed through in the second half and right into extra time as well.
And you beat Roscommon last year, so you have them again now in the semi-final, so another one to look forward to.
When you get to the semi-final of a championship, you're going to be playing again a good side. It's going to be either Roscommon or Armagh, so it's going to be another tough game. You know what I mean? We'll have to prepare for it during the week. As I say, we've only a 7-day turnaround. We've picked up a few knocks and bruises, and obviously we had to play for, you know, we had to play extra time today, which was a bit extra we had to do. But we've played a lot of games over the last number of weeks. I just said to the guys, we've played 11 matches in probably 12 weeks from the 15th of February till this is now the 16th of May. That's a lot of games, and there was five or six of those have been sort of championship encounters just by the nature of them. So it's tough. We don't have a huge squad, but look, that's what it's all about. And we're delighted to be in the next round. We're delighted to be in the semi-final, and that's all we look forward to.
You were concerned about the injuries, Matty, would you?
you're always concerned about the injuries because, you know, as I say, we haven't a huge panel. So every player is key, and especially experienced players at this level. We have some young fellas in the squad that are in there learning a trade. But, yeah, it is concerning. And, OK, Mark Winters couldn't play today, but Justy did come on and seemed to be OK. But you know, we're not sure how Mark will be next week. And, you know, Mike come off there with a shoulder injury and Sean Oak come off with a rib injury. So we have a couple of injuries, but, you know, say, look, we'll have to deal with that, and that's part and parcel of the game.
70 minutes away from Croke Park, though, I'm sure that the carrot's dangling in front of you. You want to be back there?
Yeah, but, you know, it's really, we want to go out there and try and win the game. That's what it's all about. Yes, okay, the prize is a trip to Croke Park, whoever wins the game. And as I say, we have to prepare like we did for today to come down to Fingal. We knew it was going to be a really tough game because, you know, we had a tough game against them last year in the final. We had a tough game against them in the league, and today was no different. And in this competition is a very tight competition. OK, Armagh's probably the favourites in it and have been from day one, but Roscommon is a very, very good side, and we found that out in the league. So it's not going to be any different next week. It's going to be a tough game.